Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Renee Lowe with Onyx Queen Media. I don't know what this show is going to be. I extended it, you know, that I always do my podcast on business stuff and lifestyle, but everything that's been going on for the past few days, few months, years, our history, it's just got me, like, in a different headspace, like a real different headspace. And I don't usually use this particular platform to have this conversation. But I can't sit quiet and not say anything. I'm at a loss right now. I'm really at a loss. As everyone clearly knows, you know, the case of the young brother in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and also the recent murder of Philando Castile in Minnesota. This is a war on our black men. And I titled this "What's Going On?" because it made me think of Marvin Gaye's song. Because that song was so telling at a time where there was so much unrest within our community. And I mean our community, our black community. People know that I'm a black business owner. And it is so upsetting to me to watch another black woman, literally watching her boyfriend die next to her, in front of her 4-year-old child, because of the fear. I don't even know where it comes from, this fear of the black man. If anybody is in my age group in the 30s and the 40s, or even in your 20s, or even if you know music, that was definitely a big song for years. And a saying that Public Enemy had, it was fear of the black planet, which I believe was their, don't quote me on it, but I think their third album that they came out with. I think it was 1990, because I remember I was still in high school. I think I was a junior in high school at the time. And quite honestly, they were right, because you have these white supremacist groups who are cropping up all over the place. Okay, I'm in Georgia. I'm a native New Yorker. I lived in D.C. for 15 years, but I now live in Atlanta. And I'm going to tell you something right now. The KKK is alive and well here. They've been around for about 150 years. They have recently talked about re-upping or this resurgence. And people are really not paying attention to what is really going on. They're just not. We're so worried about the newest J's. We're so worried about the newest iPhone. We're so worried about how we look and to make sure our selfies look good on social media. We're so worried about the wrong things. And it's got our mind messed up and not paying attention to the big picture. You're putting money, I'm specifically talking to black people, and let me tell you something, I do business with all different types of people. I'm an entrepreneur. I do it full time. And I work with every single color of rainbow of people, creed, religious backgrounds, whatever. I am that chick that loves to bring people together. But I'm going to tell you right now, I am not going to put my money with someone who doesn't support me. I'm just not going to do it. I should say I'm not going to continue to do it. Because the only way that people are going to pay attention to you, the only way that people are going to even have any respect for you, is if you start hurting them where it hurts. And that's in the pocket. We've had these two incidents within 24 hours of each other because of a system that doesn't respect you as a human being. You're 3/5 of a man. And this is not necessarily black. It's not necessarily white. This is about power and control. Because rest assured, there are law enforcement that are taking out white people too. It may not be publicized, and I'm not saying that that's right, but it's happening there too. It's about power and who has it and who does not. And we're not taking back our power. And taking back our power doesn't mean retaliation. Taking back our power doesn't mean I need to be able to, you know, take over streets and all this sort of stuff. Now we have a situation with a standoff, all this foolishness going on in Dallas, where cops are being shot and killed. That's not the answer. That's not the answer. That is just yet more tragedies. Families, people taken away from them. Kids without fathers, mothers. It doesn't answer anything. Now, we don't know for sure. I literally have CNN on right now, but I have it on mute so I could do this. We don't know if all of this is connected. I think personally for me, just having been in media and news for years, this seems like a situation where someone is taking advantage of the already powder chaos of what's going on with protests around the country and adding fuel to the fire. That's what it seems like to me. Just my opinion. I don't know that for sure. I'm sure we will, the morning news or tomorrow afternoon's news will have much more information because from what I understand, there is a current standoff happening right now and they're exchanging gunfire with somebody in a parking garage in Dallas. How did we get here? How did we get here? History is repeating itself again. If you don't learn from the past, it is going to repeat itself every single time. Every time. As a business owner, as a black woman in this country, I have seen a lot of discrimination for many things. but I don't let that stop me in my pursuit of having something for me, having something for my family. I'm not going to allow someone to dictate to me what I can and cannot have or achieve. I would rather even say achieve in my life. But this violence against our community, the violence even against law enforcement, that's not going to answer any of this. None of it. A longtime friend of mine that I actually graduated from high school with said, you know, we need to bring back the police athletic league. I remember the police athletic league, especially in New York. It was about community relations so that you could get to know who's in your community as law enforcement, and you as citizens could get to know who your officers were that were on your regular beat in your neighborhood. And that doesn't mean that violence didn't happen back then in the 70s, 80s, 60s, whatever. Of course, we know there's plenty of video to back it on up. But there was a little bit better understanding for the most part. You didn't have this much anger, especially like in the 80s. You didn't have this much anger. And then you had the Rodney King incident happen, and it sparked this whole thing. 60s, of course, civil rights movement, horrible. And here we are again in 2016, and we're seeing the same thing again, because we're not learning anything from those other incidents. We haven't learned. Law enforcement feels threatened. Our communities feel threatened, but nobody's coming to the table to say, this is what we need to do. We had yet another incident here in Atlanta today. Earlier this morning, when I say earlier this morning, I mean early Thursday morning, because it's now about 2:37 a.m. on Friday, July 8th. But early morning on Thursday, a black man was hanging from a tree in Piedmont Park. For those that don't know about Piedmont Park to Atlanta, Central Park is to New York. This is a known area where white supremacist groups have been actively recruiting. Okay? And then this incident happens, which they are already ruling a suicide, even though no autopsy has been done yet. Well, these other protests and things have kind of drowned out that story a little bit, but we need to keep paying attention to that. Because until I hear about that autopsy and see what the real deal is, we may never know. But that would be a horrific situation, and that would put a whole other angle to all of this that's going on right now. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't have all the answers. I don't know what it's going to take. But I do know one thing. Dollars hurt people. Hitting people in the pockets always hurts. And I have found that when you hit people in the pockets, that's when you get them to get up and pay attention. Now, I know I'm a black business owner, so I'm going to be partial to that. And, yeah, I'm doing this because I am partial to it. I'm saying this because I am partial to it. Support your black businesses. Support not just black businesses, your small businesses. Because small businesses are the majority of what runs this economy. That's a fact. I didn't make that up. You got to hit people where it hurts. Not physically, do it economically. And I'm speaking especially to my Black community. We are not in the mindset of collective collective ownership of things, collective economics. We don't participate in that enough. And we need to. You don't have to go work for somebody else and build their dream. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a 9-to-5 job. I'm not saying it at all. I was a 9-to-5er for years. But once you put your fate in the hands of someone else, that's where the power comes in. That's where the control comes in. I get up every day and I have the power and the control to decide how much money I want to make this week, who I want to do business with. And I'm telling you, in my 9-to-5 life, I've had to sit in front of known racists, sexists, and had to do my job regardless of my personal feelings. And they were some of the most high-powered people in America. Okay? Lawmakers. We'll just leave that there. What can possibly change if we don't change? We want to see change, but you have to be the change that you want to see. And people are like, well, it's not that simple. But it really is that simple. Yes, I definitely support speaking out and protesting peacefully. Absolutely. But then after those protests are over, you're going to be online, ready to buy those new J's, ready to buy that new phone, ready to buy that new TV, ready to buy that new whatever's out there now. I don't even know what's out there now. PlayStation, whatever. The latest and the greatest, this, that, and the other. It's insane to me. And we got people out here dying. It's ugly. Real ugly. I don't know what it's going to take for this to end, because it's such a growing problem and issue. But I do know one thing. If you want to build up your community, you have to invest within your community. You have to put time into your community. Don't laugh at professional athletes when they try to make sneakers that are affordable for everyone. Don't clown them. Don't clown them because the sneakers are $20 or whatever like that. That's it don't even cost that much. That's what it barely costs to make a pair of sneakers. It don't cost $120 to make a pair of sneakers. But yet we'll continue to keep doing this and ready to fight our own people in the store because we have to have that latest whatever. You will call in sick to work to get on that line at the Mac store, Apple store, whatever. We're focused on the wrong things. Focused on the wrong things, and it's a mess. And because we've been so focused on those wrong things, you get things like this. You get things just like this. And I understand that Philando Castile was seemingly, from what we can see, was very innocent and following the law. Those things are going to happen. But where is the proper training? Where is that community relations that we used to have with law enforcement so that they don't have to see the black man as a threat out the gate? Where is it? I'm not understanding it. Where is this respect for each other? Because even though we have this law enforcement or police brutality or whatever you want to label it going on, in Chicago over the 4th of July weekend, 60 people were shot. That wasn't by law enforcement. That was people against people. The amount of work that you put in to retaliate and do all these other things, you could be investing in yourself, in your business, creating job opportunities. Make it so that when these young people who have broken the law come out of jail, that they have something to come back to so they don't end up being in jail and just keep adding to the statistics. What is it going to take? What's really going on? Like I said, I don't have all the answers, but I do know that something has to change. And I believe that one of the things that has to change is that we have to change our mindset on how we even do business. We have to change our mindset on how we even exist in this world, how we think, walk, act, the whole thing. Because you think you can do the same thing as other people in this world, you can't. You can. You think you can, but you cannot. But when you come to the table with nothing, you don't own anything. You don't have, this collective economics. You will not have a seat at the table for any opportunity of any power. Take back your power, but do it the right way. Do it the right way. I'm saddened by all of these things that have happened over these years. It does not make me feel good that there are 4 dead police officers. Not at all, because none of this is answering anything. None of it. But we as human beings have created this powder keg that is slowly uncapping and going off right in front of our eyes. I'm tired of people complaining about, I don't have this, I don't have that, they took this, they took that, whatever. You're not even putting any energy into yourself. You're not even respecting yourself enough, and you want respect out there. Just trust and believe, if you're doing what it is that you need to do and respecting yourself and you got your own and you don't have to depend on them for anything, you're going to see a whole different situation. A lot of these incidents are happening because they know it can happen. They know there's going to be no conviction coming. Very few convictions come from this type of law enforcement, police brutality and overuse of, abuse. very few convictions come from it because they already know. This is where the power is. So you have to take that power, but you got to do it. You got to do it smart. Going out, violence, what's that going to do? Burning down your own city, what's that going to do? What is that going to do? I hope that my other fellow entrepreneurs will hear this. I hope anyone will hear this. And they will start to really think about how we deal with each other, especially in the Black community. But this is for everybody. I don't care where you're from, what color you are, what background you are. Respect has to be earned. And if you want people to have respect for you, you got to earn it. And that's for law enforcement as well. If you want people to respect you, you have to respect them. And by them, I mean the community at large, especially the Black community, because Black community and law enforcement has always been an issue. I don't know what really needs to happen. I don't have all the answers. But if anybody wants to email me, we could talk more about it. Maybe we could put together some sort of program to go and help and nurture our young people. I do a lot of volunteer work. Maybe it just needs to expand even more. But what I see in my volunteer work is a lot of unrest, a lot of distrust of authority. But it didn't come from nowhere. It didn't come out of the blue, left field. It's because of what they see every day. It's because of the Alton Sterling situation. It's because of the Philando Castillo situation. It's because of the Trayvon Martin situation. It's because of the Walter Scott situation. It's because of the Eric Garner situation, Tamir Rice situation, Sandra Bland situation. There's so many to name. So when you see that happening in your own neighborhood, you think, I'm not helping these people. Look what they keep doing to me. But instead of being hurt and bitter and angry, that leads to unnecessary violence, unnecessary altercations. We need to start educating ourselves. We need to start educating ourselves. And we need to start taking back our power, but we need to do it in a different way. And I think one of those ways can be economically. But we have to be committed to it. We can't be running out every Black Friday for the newest this and that. They're not going to respect you. They're never going to respect you. You can't turn around and take your whole tax check and blow it in their store. Invest it back in your community and program. All right, I'm off my soapbox. I didn't think I was going to do the whole 30 minutes, but like I said, if anybody wants to email me, they can. Again, this is Renee Lowe. This is the Queen's Lair. This is podcast for my company, and we talk about everything, so I just wanted to come on in light of everything that's been happening in America. I wanted to kind of come on and give my piece on it. If you would like to talk to me about, you know, business owners getting together and making a difference, so we can do that. info@onyxqueenmedia.com. We're Onyx Queen Media on all social media. Stay safe, everybody.